Yani içeri kıyamdır aldız. Ma ben Pesach Harishon ve Sheni. What are some of the differences? We'll see the Gemara says there are others between Pesach Harishon and Pesach Sheni. Harishon also b'val yura b'al yamotzei. V'hasheni chametz u'matzah imo b'bayis. According to Pesach Rishon, you also b'alirah and b'alimotzei. And the second Pesach, even when you shech according to Pesach, you can have chametz in the house. There's no issur b'alirah and b'alimotzei. Rashi and Chumash says, though, you're not allowed to eat the according to Pesach together with chametz. And the Meshech Chochma says the reason is because since it says al matzos amroim yochluhu, the tafka with that and not with something else. But according to that, it should be also to eat with anything else. Together with the Korban Pesach Mamish. Unless a matzah simrorim comes to exclude matzah dafka, not chametz. most Meforshim question Rashi, where do we know that you can't eat the Korban Pesach Sheni with chametz? There's no issur b'al yiram b'al yamotzei, there shouldn't be any issur b'chlal of eating Korban Pesach with chametz. Harishon ton halal b'chilosa v'asheni eno ton halal. First, Korban Pesach, when you eat it, you have to say halal. And the second one, when eating, there is no halal. Zev zev ton halal basiyosim. But in both of them, when you make the Korban Pesach, when you shech the Korban Pesach, you have to say halal. V'nechol and tzli al matzah morim v'dochnes haShabbos. Both of them are eaten tzli with matzah and morer and are docha Shabbos. Rashi, matzah v'chomesh ish v'bayis, v'gmor yolif lo v'taim v'dekulav masnisim. Morer explained the whole Mishnah. Tana Rabbanu. This is by Korban Pesach Sheni. To do it like all the chukos of Korban Pesach. The mitzvah shebegufa akos of medaver. It's only talking about mitzvahs in the actual Korban itself. Like it has to be roasted and so on. Mitzvah she'al gufa menayin. How do you know mitzvahs that pertain to the Korban but not are part of the Korban itself? Talmud lomer al matzah simron yochlu. Torah says you have to eat it with matzah and mor. Yochel afilu mitzvah shelo al gufo. I might think even mitzvahs that are peripheral to the inyan of Korban Pesach, like not having chametz and so on. Talmud lomer ve'etzem lo yishbru bo. Mashvir so etzem yuchad mitzvah shebegufo. Afko mitzvah shebegufo. Okay, so that's the first man. The Omer says that we learn mitzvah shebegufo from kechol chukos haPesach. Mitzvah al gufo from al matzah simrorim yochlu. And I might think that even mitzvahs that are not al gufo, in other words, stam peripheral mitzvahs, from that we learn from etzem lo yishbru bo. Just like shviras etzem yuchad mitzvah shebegufo, afko mitzvah shebegufo or al gufo, because we have a ribuy of al matzah simrorim yochluhu, that even mitzvahs that are not directly involved with the korban, but indirectly involved, but not peripherally involved. Rashi, kechol chukos haPesach, b'Pesach Sheni k'siv, oso mash megufo. The mitzvah shebegufa kasa medaber lo riba es hasheni ledin rishon ela the mitzvah shebegufa. The only halachas that apply Pesach Sheni are the ones that are in the goof of the carbon. Don't say the avodasa of how you make the carbon. Vachilas sli yafidit sli avalol the mitzvah she'en begufa gon hashbasa soar. But not mitzvahs that are totally removed, like getting rid of chametz. Mitzvah she'al gufa menayim can go matzah mor she'en dvorim acherim boin chovalo. How about the mitzvahs that are connected to the carbon but not directly part of it, like matzah and mor? Yochel af mitzvah shelo al gufa can go hashbosasor. I might think even mitzvahs that are only indirectly connected, like getting rid of chametz. Well, the kamei porich menor teisei. Where would we think that to do that? The ribuy is only for things that are begufa. We have an extra ribuy for mitzvah she'al gufo. Where would I think mitzvah she'enam al gufo or chayim? The Amr is also mashu mitzvah she'begufo. Mash shviras ho'etzem yuchedes. So shviras etzem is b'mayitos. The common yolif rabbi pradu klau. Later on the Gemara explains that this is a pradu klau. The prat iksivi bereisha. First it says the prat, the hodr klau. Then it says the klau. Al matzah simron yochlu. That's the prat. The chen lo yashiru imenu ad boker. Don't leave it over till the morning. The etzim lo yishbru bo, prati. All those are pratim. Kechol chukas haPesach yasus oklau, ulekam bimeforesho. And we'll explain how the midah of a prat uklau is. Ishi ben Yehuda omer, yasu oso mitzvah shebegufo. He learns it differently. The Torah says yasu oso, that includes mitzvah shebegufo, akos metaber. that only the mitzvahs that are directly involved with Korban Pesach apply to Pesach Sheni. Omar Mar, Yochel Af Mitzvahs Shelo Al Gufo. Right, now we're going back to the first Mandi Omer, and then we'll see what Isi Ben Yehuda argues. The Tanakhama says that it says Chukas HaPesach Yasu also, that's Mitzvah Shebagufo. And then we have a Matzah Semrom Yochlu, that's Mitzvah Sha'al Gufo. I might think either Mitzvah Shelo Al Gufo, Lechora, why would I think that? It says only Chukas HaPesach Yasu also, Mitzvah Shebagufo. I only have a Riboy for Matzah Semrorim, which is Mitzvah Sha'al Gufo. Where would I think to be Chayiv Mitzvah Shelo Al Gufo? Or Amrish for Mitzvah Shebagufo, Akash Medaber. Pasuk's only talking on Mitzvah Shebagufo. We only have a Riboy for Matzah Semrorim. Hachi Kramer. Hashet the Amrish on Matzah Semrorim Yochlu. Alma Yasu of Sholav Dafka. Now that we're Marbe, Mitzvah Shelo Begufo. But Mitzvah Sha'al Gufo for Matzah Semrorim. I might think that Yasu also, Chukas HaPesach, Yasu also, is no longer what's it called, Dafka. So now maybe it's Marba everything. Right? Eima havi leke pradu klau, benase klau mosif ala prad. Maybe it's like a pradu klau, and the klau, the way that that works is that the klau is mosif ala prad. Vafilu kod mile nomi. And everything's included, even mitzvah shalom agufo. Kamash malon, no. That it says Shviras Etzem, which comes to exclude anything except Mitzvah Shebegufo, or like Matzah Semrorim, Mitzvah Sha'al Gufo. Isi Ben Yehuda, Hai Etzem Mayavid Leish, what does Isi Ben Yehuda do? So this is Rashi, this is Rashi. Isi Ben Yehuda, Omer, Enot Tzorek Lo Yishbru Lekach, Ela Lilimur Acher Kedlekamon. Isi Ben Yehuda argues, and he says, the Pasuk Etzem Lo Sishbru doesn't come to tell me to exclude Hashbasa Seor, that you don't have to get rid of chametz for Pesach Sheni. But it comes to teach me something else. The also mitzvah shebegufo mashma, because he learns from the pasuk also that it means dafka mitzvah shebegufo, and we're only mar the matzah sumara and nothing else. So what does Yisi ben Yehuda do with the pasuk etzem l'sishbrubo? The Tanakhama needs it to tell me that only mitzvah sha'al gufo, but nothing more than that, like hashbasa sor. So what does he need it for? Niboy leila echad etzem sheyesh bo moach, the echad etzem sheein bo moach. Etzem osishbru bo doesn't make a difference if the etzem has food in it or not. Even if it has food, you don't break it to get the food out and to eat the korban pesach that's inside. For rabbanan hay yasu also my avdile. What do the rabbanan do with the pasuk yasu also? Right, Yisi ben Yehuda learns from that to be mamayit hashbasa saor. They're mamayit hashbasa saor from etzem osishbru bo. So what do they do with Yasu also? Niboyele she'en shochtin sa'pesach al ha'yochid. You can't shech korban pesach she'ni al ha'yochid. Tekama de'ef shaladure ma'adrinan. Right, we try to get somebody else to be tameh, not only one person who's nidche, but we are tameh somebody else, Rashi says, to make sure there's two people to make korban pesach she'ni, at least. Tosus asks, why do we need a special pasuk for that? Why don't we just learn from Pesach Rishon? Right, if we don't hold that Pesach Rishon is, you can't make a B'ri Yochid, surely you can't, Pesach Sheni isn't any different. So why don't we learn it from Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu also? So they say that because it's not, it's what's it called, right, he says that what's it called, that he doesn't hold that drasha by Pesach Rishon. Only by what's it called Pesach Sheni, and how do we know Pesach Rishon? Not because it can't be worse than Pesach Sheni, but the Iker Drush of Ein Shochtin is a Pesach Al Yochid is in Pesach Sheni. And here's a little bit different: a Yochid doesn't mean you can't make the Korban Pesach for one individual, but you don't make Pesach Sheni for one individual, even though each one can make the Korban separately. See Rashi. Ha amras Rashi, ha amras also the mitzvah shebegufo. Garsim hachi kamer. Hashda the seed matzah sumrorin. This rabbi mitzvah shein a gufo alma also lav davka. The havi the pradu klal the pratik si vibration. The pratim were first and then the klal. The ema nasa klal mosif ala prat. This rabbi kol mile and everything would be included. Afilu hashbasis soor even mitzvah sheino a gufo like getting rid of chametz. The mashmalon ve'etzem lo yishbru. That's why you need the pasuk ve'etzem lo yishbru. The sidrish klal mosif al haprat. In order that you don't darshan, the klal comes to include everything. Because that's the case, and everything's included, then why do you need to be told these protein? In other words, each prat is marba something. If I wouldn't have the pratim, I would say nothing's included, except the things that are mamish part of the korban. And each prat comes to include itself plus something else. Or marbi dumya the prati vesulo. So it's marba only something similar to it, but not something that's totally dissimilar, which like hashbasa sa'or, which is totally disconnected from the korban. The kulu prati have a tigufo da al gufo. All of the pratim are either something directly involved with its goof or indirectly involved, but not something only peripheral. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss what each prat is marbe. Okay, so Tosfos also mentions there's another thing that's different between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and that is that you're not shochet Pesach Sheni b'shalosh kitos. You don't have to do it with 30 people three times. Whoever's there is there. And the reason we don't learn that from Pesach Rishon is because it's chukah. Chukah means something that's ma'akev, and this isn't ma'akev. So anything that's not ma'akev, there could be that's another answer to Tosfos Kasha. In Shochet Nasa Pesach HaYochid, we learned is only l'chatchila. The Dievet is kosher. So therefore, you don't learn that either from Pesach Rishon. Okay. My Ovid Lein, Mikachol Chukas HaPesach Nafkele. He learns it from Kol Chukas HaPesach. The Holy Dide, Oso Davka, right? Says, Yasu Oso, Davka, things that are begufo. Umemayit Shelo Agufo. Umemela Misrab Shviras Etzim. The Hamitzah Shebegufo. So I know Shviras Etzim, so why does he have to say it? Why don't the Gemara ask, Tosus Esen Kasha, Lo Yashiru Menu Ad Boker is also not necessary. It's just part of the din of Korban Pesach. So Amitzah Shibagufovi. It doesn't say an answer, Tosus doesn't say an answer either. Okay. So what do the Rabbanan do with the Etzim Lashish Grubo? They don't need it to tell me that you're not Chai the Mitzah Shelo Al Gufo. They learned that they learn it from Etzim Lo Yishbrubo. So what does Isi Ben Yehuda do with that pasuk? He learns it from Yasu also. Miboyele echad Etzim dehachi darshin beketzut solin. Shu Omer veEtzim Lo Yishbru vePesach Sheini Shein Tamid Lomar. Havi Omer Etzim. That he learns from this pasuk that even an Etzim that has marrow, you don't break. The Rabbanan, the Amri, also v'lodavka, l'may ichtiv. So according to the Rabbanan, that's lavdavka, then why did it have to say, what's it called, yasu also? Shein shoftim pesach sheini ala yochid shenichilo. You know, shech korban pesach for one person that didn't make korban pesach rishon. L'hachi kosev yasu loshen rabin. The kamad de efshir la'adure yachar tome chaveru li'himnos imom adrim. As much as we can try to find somebody else, one other person that should be nidchet to Pesach Sheni, we do it. Kigon l'tame echad b'sheretz. If there's only one person tame in the whole of Klal Yisrael, we're matame a second guy with a sheretz to make sure that he'll make Pesach Sheni together with the first one. The ayud echsiv yasu ksiv also. The apagav the sibereshi yasu also. He lo kaste zimnach risa v'nini urchi dekrohu. In fact, it said it twice. It tells me it's something unusual to darshan. If we say it once, just stand the way the pasuk speaks. So from the word yas, so we learn you need two people. You don't make korban pesach for one person. Second pesach sheni, and the oso is tam. That's what follows. Yas, I say oso. There's no drasha from the word oso. Tana rabbanan, tichol chukas pesach yasu oso. Yochol kishem sharishin osur b'baliura b'alimotzei kach sheni osur b'aliura b'alimotzei. Might think just like pesach rishon, you're not allowed to have chametz. So too pesach sheni. Talmud Lomer al Matzah Sumron Yochlu. The aim the other mitzvah saseh. That's only a mitzvah saseh. What's it called? Mitzvah lo saseh menayim. They apply also to Korban Pesach Sheni if they're al gufo. Talmud Lomer lo yashirin menu ad boker. Don't leave Korban Pesach. That's a lav. Right? The aim the other mitzvah lo saseh shenitik laseh. Lo yashiru is a mitzvah lo saseh shenitik laseh. because you burn it, burn the nosa. So there's a mitzvah saseh, menatek the lo saseh. If you were over the lav, you can fix it up by doing the essay. Mitzvah lo saseh gomrenai. How do you know even mitzvah lo saseh that apply to Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni? Talmud Lomer ve'etzem lo yishbrubo. That's a clear mitzvah lo saseh. So maha prat mefurish mitzvah saseh ve'lo saseh shenitik le'aseh ve'lo saseh gomer. So the pratim are marbe a mitzvah saseh, that's al gufo, a mitzvah lo saseh shenitik le'aseh, and a mitzvah lo saseh. So what's included? Other things besides this that are similar. Afkol mitzvah saseh ve'lo saseh shenitik le'aseh ve'lo saseh gomer bichlaleha. The Master Shemroi Makomarvi, so what's the ribui? What does apply? That's not mentioned specifically. Sli Eish Bipratehu. Right? And the Pratim is Sli Eish. Right? That it has to be roasted. That's mitzvah sasei shebegufo. Maima Mayitle, what's not included? Hashbosasor, which is a mitzvah sasei, what's it called? That's not included. Because that's lo al gufo. Versus Eipuchana, right? Maybe the opposite. Maybe include Hashbosa Sa'or and exclude Sliyesh. Mitzvah, the Gufa Yodit. No, the one that has to do with the Gufa, the carbon, that's the one that's more probable that it applies than the one that's not totally in the Gufa, the carbon. Bichloleha delo yashirin menu ad boker, maiko marbe. So now we are marbe in the prat, lo yashirin menu ad boker, then you can't leave over from the carbon pesach. That's a lo sase shenitik le'esei. Okay? What's included in addition to that? Lo sotsimi menu, right? Don't take it out of the house. You're not allowed to take the carbon pesach out of the chabura. And why is that in lav hanitik le'esei, Rashi said? Because it says, v'bayis echol yeyoche, lo sotsi min habayis min habasar chutza. So, just the Torah said, don't take it out, but if you did take it out, bring it back and eat it. Tosa says that's a lav shekidmo asay. It's not a lav anitik asay. The essay came first. Then it says, don't take it out of the house. That's not a lav anitik asay. Tosa doesn't give an answer. Rashi says, no, even though the essay comes first, but the intent of the Torah is, make sure you keep it in the house. And even if you took it out, you could bring it back to Rashi. The proteo, let's just finish, the proteo maiko mamayitle, lo yirovali mosek. Another lav hanitik le'esek. Tosa says, here's a raya that balyura and balyumotse is lav hanitik le'esek. Which means, don't leave over chametz, don't see it, but if you do, burn it. Tashbisu. So it's a lav hanitik le'esek, and that's why Tosa learned before that if you hold chametz in order to burn it, you're not over. Because the essay is menatek the lav. If you hold chametz and your intention is to burn it, so it's a lav hanitik le'esei, and the essay fixes it up. The high ain't a loker, the havi lav shenitik le'esei. The high ain't a loker, the havi lav shenitik le'esei. Lo yashir menu ad boker, you don't get malchus for, because the Torah said, don't leave it over, but if you do, burn it. So the essay fixes up the lav, you don't get malchus. Same thing over here, the Torah said, don't leave over chametz, but if you do, burn it. Or get rid of it. Maybe it's marbe, what's it called, balyurem balyumotze, and memayit, what's it called, lo yashirin menu at boker. Mitzvah the gufo yodit, right? No, the better to be marbe, the one that's begufo, not leaving over from the korban pesach itself, than balyurem balyumotze, which is totally peripheral to the korban pesach. Rashi. Talmud Lomer, Amatzis Umrorim. V'hodr k'siv klola alei l'rabuye dumya didei. Torah said, first of all, demayit, everything that's not begufo, and then it was marbe with pratim, other things. And each prat is marbe something else connected. V'chol mile lo amrin demirbe. We don't say it's marbe everything, even things that are shalo agufo. Dim kein kol hani prati lamali. Why do you need all the pratim? Just say one prat. One, what's it called? One prat and one klal, and then the klal be marba everything. Why do you need all these separate pratim? Pratim amayit dechavosei. The pratim come to exclude certain things and include other things. Kin meforish lekamon the klala dechol chukas apesach madrinin akulu pratim. The oz v'klali. The akulu prata, the rabuye bechol prata dumi didei. Every prat includes one more thing that we wouldn't know from what it says, that is included. Ulamuute mi prate nami dumi didei, and to exclude one thing that I might think is a chayiv and it's not. Umichad mi prate mavtin balyure balyimotse lekamon. And from one of the pratim umamayit balyure balyimotse. The Braisa just hints to this idea that the Pratim are going to be Marba something and Mamayit something. What it is, the Gemara is going to discuss as it goes on. The Aimi Shiaklau Mosif El Ala Prat shall essay Matzah Sumrorim, the Chavosei Tzliye Shumitzase. Right? If it only had Matzah Sumrorim, I'd say you're Marba another thing that's a Mitzase. And you memayit something that's a mitzvah sase, but not marbe any mitzvah lo sase, shenitik lase, or mitzvah lo sase. Uprat nami memayit techavase hashbasor, but it's a mitzvah sase. Lo sase menayim, sheyir bahaklal, v'chein haprat yumayit lo sase. How do you know to be marbe even a lo sase, or a lo sase anitik lase, and to be memayit something else that's similar? Tamid lomar liyashiru inenu ad boker. That's a mitzvah lo sase shenitik lase. Uksiv klola v'aduri aleilu rabuye dechavosei lava nitik lase. So it said the klal to tell me that there's something else similar to this that's also chayiv. Ulamayit b'protel lo yirov lo yimotse. There's something similar to it that's not chayiv, which is b'yirov lo yimotse, which is a lav hanitik lase. The lav shenitik lase inenu kin b'forish maskana. Like the Gemara explains in the maskana that b'yirov lo yimotse is lav hanitik lase. The Ainli Ela Lo Sase Gemura Menayin. How do you know that it's a Lo Sase that's not Nitik Lase? It's included, and that there's a similar one that's not included. Sheyir B'Haklal V'Yemayit HaPrat Tamid Lomar Lo Yishperu. Right? Etzem Lo Yishperu is a clear Lo Sase. What does that come to include? Right? Uksiv Klola L'Aduri Aleil Rebuye D'Chavosei B'Chlola L'Mayit HaChavosei B'Prata. The prata maikom amayit, the chol prata mashma miyut techavosei. Every prat comes to exclude something similar to it that's not chayiv. The hachi mashma hay velo midiachrini. Dafka this thing and not something else similar. Hashvosesor davi no mitzasei. So hashvosesor is mitzasei. Lo sase the moser lavanitik lasei. We're not leaving over from the korban pesach as a lavanitik lasei because there's an essay to burn it. Tachsiv gabe rishon v'anosrim nenu be'ish yisori. Lo sotzi lava nitik lesehu. Same thing, lo sotzi min abayis is lava nitik leseh. Tachsiv, b'bayis echad ye'ochel, lo sotzi. U'mashma lo sotzi la'ochlo elo b'bayis echad ye'ochel. Mashma, don't take it out, but eat it in that house. That means if you took it out, bring it back and eat it. For omud v'havzer koi. In hotziyo, if you did take it out, there's a mitzvah say to bring it back. The less they the high time of 120 beketit solim, a opener is a below sase. The bevasim besod the treifa. The mutter of zil ochlo. This tana doesn't hold to what we learned before, that if you do take it out, it's also to eat. Because any basr that goes out of its mechitza is also like a treifa. You learn from basr besod the treifa, those sochevu. So he doesn't hold to that. And he holds if you take it out, the meat doesn't become asr. There's a mitzvah to bring it back and eat it. Lo yiroa, v'imnira tashbisu. Balyura balyimotse is a lava nitik lase. If you leave over chametz, your own chametz, burn it. Lo olam hu ba'amud b'hashbeis kol yom osamoi. Right? The mitzvah of tashbisu applies the entire yontif. Okay? B'chloleho de'etzem lo yishperu bo mai komarbi. Right? What about the etzem lo yishperu bo? What that prat, what does that teach me? Right, that's a regular lav. That's not a lav anitik lasek. Al tochlu mimenu not to eat it raw or cooked. Biprotel maikom amayit. So that's what it's marba. What it's amayit? Lo shish v'al chametz dam zivchi. That you shouldn't shecht the korban pesach when you have chametz. That's a mitzvah shelo al kufo. Shechting it on chametz. Epuchanon. Maybe the opposite. Maybe you should be marba lo shish v'al chametz dam zivchi and amayit al tochlu mimenu no. Mitzvah the gufa yavit. No, the one that's in the gufa, the carbon, is more probable to include, and the other one to exclude. Rashi, Maikor Marbi, Michlali de etzim lo yishpru de marbi lo sasek omer. Here etzim lo yishpru is a complete lo sasek. So what is it? What's similar to it that's included? Maiko marbi al tochli menu no. Not to eat the korban pesach raw or cooked, which is a regular lav. Dikshdechayim hesacheni. Lo sishra al chonetz. The mutter l'shocht or achametz. You're allowed to shech korban pesach sheni al achametz. If you own chametz, you can still shech the korban pesach. Kedishnan matzah l'chametz imo b'bayis. You're allowed to have matzah and chametz together in the house when you make pesach sheni. Afal gav tikvar miyak lei mehashbosa se'or mi balyura. Even though we already remind that there's no mitzvah hashbosa se'or and there's no isra of balyura, this is a different one. Havi amine honi mila shlovish hashvita. That's when you're not shechting the korban pesach. But when you're shechting the korban pesach, then it's usher to have chametz. Aval b'shas shechita lo, l'hachi yitzrich lemutei milo sishvat. So I'm going to tell me that even when you shech the korban pesach, you're allowed to own chametz.